today. I have an incredible episode to share with you. I'm so excited for you guys to meet my guest, Gina Benedetto, who I'm realizing at this moment I didn't ask the correct pronunciation of her last name. So Gina, if I just butchered that, girl, I'm sorry. But Gina is the founder and owner of Veolli, a luxurious botanical fragrance brand with high quality perfumes, room sprays, and linen sprays. She also owns her own design company of 14 years and is a powerhouse businesswoman. Plus, she shares with us her extensive training in the art of composing botanical fragrances. Say that 10 times fast. In this episode, she shares with us why synthetic fragrances are very harmful and dangerous, how to take steps to move forward to improve your own air quality, and her passion behind botanical fragrances and just botanicals in general. Plus, she shares how we can tangibly clean up our own air quality and just learn to love the beauty that plants have to offer us in a whole new way. Gina actually has a coupon code for us if you fall in love with her, or I should say when you fall in love with her and her incredible company. Use the code REVIVE, REVIVE, in all caps for 20% off of your purchase in her incredible shop. This excludes the samplers, but oh man, make sure you use the code REVIVE at Veolli.com to get 20% off. You guys are going to love what Gina has to share, and so I cannot wait to dive into the content in this episode. It's so, so, so good. Before we do, I just want to encourage you to head to iTunes and leave a rating and review. If you haven't already done this, please, please, please do. I know it can be a complicated system to navigate and that they don't make it super simple to leave reviews on iTunes sometimes. So please understand that all the efforts you take to do that are just so meaningful to me, and they really are what makes or breaks a podcast, and they're what helps me get incredible guests on the show. So head to iTunes, leave me a review, and get ready for an incredible episode all about botanical fragrances. Welcome to the Grow Well Podcast. I'm your host, Dusty Heggie, and the Grow Well Podcast has recently went through a change. Formerly, Get Planty Podcast is now the Grow Well Podcast. But don't worry, so much of the content is going to stay the same, but I'm leaning in to what it means to grow well as a person, to grow well emotionally, spiritually, and maybe even a little bit of business growth. We're going to cover it all, and I'm so excited to bring you along in my own growth process and my process of trying to learn how to enjoy growing well. Each week, I'll bring you actionable houseplant care tips, incredible guests to unpack what it means to grow well, and leave you feeling so encouraged and inspired as you curate your own dreamy houseplant collection. So grab a cup of coffee, snuggle up next to your plants, and let's have an honest conversation about growing well.
Hello.
Hello. You can see me, but, or vice versa. I can see you, but you can't see me.
I know. Should I put my pothos scarf on?
There you go.
It's a shame people don't have any visuals.
I know. Too bad. They can't see the beautiful.
This thing is a beast, girl. It is literally climbing all over the walls.
That's so exciting. That's my number one suggestion for first-time plants. Ooh. Are pothos because of how hardy they are, and they're such good training wheel plants. Yes. Like, they require you to care for them, but they're also very forgiving. So if you mess it up, it'll bounce back. It loves exactly. You anyways.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
I just keep propagating this thing like crazy. Oh, yeah. It's just, you can't.
They're probably the good plant too to learn propagation on because they root so quickly.
Yes. Yep. Absolutely. So how are you doing with all
I'm good.
There's too much on your plate.
Yes. Yeah. I'm actually paring back down so much this year. I haven't made the formal announcement yet. By the time this episode goes live, I probably will. But I'm stopping my book process for at least a year, maybe more. Mm-hmm. And so I'm feeling really sad about that. I know it's the right decision. I know it's good. But I've invested a lot of money, a lot of time in it. So I don't want to compromise on that vision.
Good.
On the product, but so I'm just going to wait until I can do it right, until it doesn't have such a negative effect on my life right now. Because right now it's just taking too much stress. So we're going to come back at it again when things are better.
Good. And that'll be here before you know it. I mean, time flies.
It really does. Yeah. It really does. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm trying to start the year off easy breezy, as much as possible. You know, I've got the two businesses, and I realized last year from launching Veolli, I didn't have a lot of personal balance.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm much like you. I was like, ooh, okay, time to, you know, just go a little easier.
Pull everything back a little bit.
It's, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All is well.
Good. Well, for our listeners, do you want to introduce who you are and tell us about your businesses?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hi. Yes. So I'm Gina Benedetto, mm-hmm. and I am mainly known now for Veali, which are all natural plant-based perfumes and room sprays. But I also have run a graphic design studio for 14 years.
And that's cool.
Yeah. And so obviously I got to design for myself with the new business and had a blast.
It's beautiful, girl. You did an incredible job.
Thank you. I didn't want it to end. I was just like, oh, more. I just want to keep designing more. So fun.
How do you say, okay, is it Veali?
Veali, yes.
And
yes.
You made that word up, right?
I did. I conjured
That's
it up.
That's so cool.
I had to because, you know, I was starting this plant-based perfume business and I was like, okay, I'm going to research beautiful plant species or, you know, hey, maybe goddess names. But when you go and try and trademark a business name like that, they were all taken in the kind of the beauty industry that I fall under. And I was like, I'm going to have to make something up. So,
yeah, so you did.
I did.
That's so awesome. I love it. I really appreciate that you have the pronunciation in like your Instagram.
Right.
It's helpful. Because it is a made up word.
It is. And, you know, I always tell people like pronounce it kind of like it's Italian. Veali.
Veali. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Can you tell us what Veali is? I know you mentioned it a little bit, but you want to unpack why it's incredibly spectacular?
Yeah. Oh, thank you. So it's a line of luxurious, 100% plant-based scent for your body and your home. Mm-hmm. And that means perfumes and room sprays, room and linen sprays. You know, more and more people are becoming aware of the dangers of synthetic fragrance, which, by the way, is in pretty much everything we own. Right. So it's a big issue. And so I wanted to create a really beautiful solution to that and offer a line that people could trust and feel good about putting on their body and in their home. Mm-hmm. And more importantly, since I started with perfumes, I really wanted to kind of reimagine and bring back this very ancient art form where perfumes were, they always used to be made with only plant material. And I just think that's just so romantic and beautiful.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And I think that that's where the best fragrances come from. Maybe I'm biased. But
no, I hear you.
I get headaches walking into some of these perfumeries. Like it's just these fragrances really hit you in the face and plant-based fragrances don't do it in that same way. They're much more gentle and I don't know.
They have
like you want to smell them more.
Absolutely. Well, they're coming from nature, right? Mm-hmm. We all humans thrive when exposed to nature. And so it's just like being able to take nature on the go, you know, you can bottle it. So it not only smells good. So, you know, synthetic perfumes to some people, they smell good. Okay. So natural perfumes smell good, but these also have that therapeutic benefit, scent extracted from actual plants, much like aromatherapy, you know, improves your mood. It can relax you. It can make you joyful. So there's another layer to it that synthetic can never capture. That's really beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is really beautiful. And on that line of thought, can you unpack for us what that science behind fragrance is? Like, why is fragrance important, especially like botanically speaking?
Right. So, I mean, first of all, like we all know, scent and memory in particular are really strongly linked. You know, certain odors can remind us quickly of a past experience, more so than other sensory cues like our sight or sound. And that's because the region in the brain that analyzes scent is closely linked with the region that handles our memory and emotion. So it's a really fascinating thing, scientifically speaking, that they're so linked. You know, I mean, just the other day I was in a mall and some guy had a cologne on and I'm like, oh my God, when I was like in middle school, my boyfriend, that's what he wore.
That's so funny. Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Yes. And I'm like, wow, I haven't thought about him in 20 years.
In ages.
Yes, exactly. And so, well, I think that's really fascinating because that means that, you know, scent has the ability to instantaneously improve and alter our mood. Mm-hmm. So if we can harness this and use it more in our lives, we can kind of cultivate, you know, a better, more positive way of viewing the world and feeling just by incorporating plant-based scent, into our daily routine.
Yeah.
it's a really, really good tool to add to our, you know, kind of holistic well-being toolbox.
Oh, for sure. Are there particular fragrances that evoke particular moods or, I don't know, like from that region of science? I guess that's just the whole thing I don't understand.
Yeah, no, and that's a really, really good question. What we do know is that that is pretty personal.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yes, so there are some that generally speaking evoke things. Like for example, they describe most citrus oils as uplifting and they'll make you feel cheerful. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure there are people out there that that just doesn't, you know, maybe they have a bad orange juice memory.
Right, okay.
You know, yeah, when they were a kid, they got sick and they drank orange juice and now they're like, no. Smelling citrus does not make me feel happy.
Right.
But other than that, generally speaking, they do also say vanilla scents that a lot of people find very nurturing and comforting. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I find it's so subjective. Mm-hmm. What makes one person feel really uplifted or another person feel very clear-headed. It's so personal, which is so fascinating about, you know, using plant-based scent. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's really incredible.
Yeah.
You touched on it a little bit, but that synthetic fragrances can be really dangerous and harmful. Mm. And that feels like a vague sentence. So can you unpack what that means? Why are they harmful? Oh, what is harmful?
Oh my goodness, girl. So, I mean, this is such a big topic.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, but if I had to try and, you know, describe it simply, I will say that, you know, there are fewer products on the market that are less transparent than perfume, mm-hmm. Meaning, you know, people don't fully understand what's in the perfumes. And when I say perfume, I mean traditional synthetic perfumes. Mm-hmm. Our industry is woefully underregulated, and there is an old labeling and packaging act from 1973 that requires companies with cosmetic products, including perfume, to list their ingredients on the product label. But it explicitly exempts fragrance.
Wow.
So, yes. So I get why this started. So obviously a perfumer would want to protect their proprietary blend, right? From other people knowing what's in it. But unfortunately, manufacturers of cosmetics and all kinds of beauty products and perfumes took advantage of that loophole. So what they would do is they would list some of their chemical ingredients, but if there were any that they didn't feel like they wanted to disclose, they just lump it under the term fragrance.
Okay.
So this is a really alarming idea, and it's been true for decades now, because that means what resides in your perfume is a mystery, or any of your products that list fragrance, it's a mystery. And if it's a mystery, then you or the consumer can't decide for themselves what they're comfortable putting on their skin. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a bunch of independent studies have been done of perfumes in particular, and they found, you know, a bunch of these hidden chemicals that are under that term fragrance. And they're troubling because they have hazardous properties. They also have a propensity to accumulate in human tissue. So, which is not good because
like build up.
Exactly. Oh, exactly. Goodness. Yes. Because if you think about perfume, it's something you don't just wear it once and you're done. It's something you wear daily, maybe.
Yeah.
And what they found was mostly affected by these synthetic fragrances was our endocrine system or our hormonal system. Mm-hmm. They found that it interferes big time. And that's a system that regulates your growth, your metabolism, your sexual development, function, sleep, mood. So you really don't want to affect in a negative way.
That's an important system.
It's a pretty big, there's really nothing else that we didn't list there. And you know, some of these disruptors, some of these chemicals, there are chemical sunscreens in perfume, phthalates, pesticides, fire retardants. And I mentioned phthalates in particular, they're one of the riskier ones, mm-hmm. that more people I think are starting to hear about.
Yeah.
And for perfume, what they do, it's a plasticizer. So what it does is it makes your perfume really sticky. So it lasts on your skin longer. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's like the one downside I say with natural perfumes is they're not going to have that, you know, 48 hour longevity right. that a synthetic perfume would have, but I would prefer the peace of mind of applying something that's not going to disrupt my endocrine system.
For sure. Yeah. For a long time for Revive Nursery made handmade like soy candles. Oh, and the one thing I was so careful about was only using fragrance oils that were phthalate free because of how dangerous they are. They're like crazy dangerous. In Europe, they have banned them from all kids' toys cannot mm-hmm. have any traces of phthalates in them because they know they're so dangerous.
And speaking of Europe, they've banned a lot of these other chemicals too that are found in perfumes cool. sold here. Yeah, so yeah. they're definitely ahead of the curve. We're way behind, unfortunately. But the information is now starting to get out there. So that's mm-hmm. that's the tricky thing about synthetic fragrance is you just don't know what's in it.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. And I feel like it could really evoke a sense of fear and panic hearing all of this information. What are some things that typically have these chemicals in them that we can, I don't know, practically mm-hmm. eliminate these dangers in our homes without going crazy?
Yeah, because you definitely don't want to be fear-mongering.
Right, yeah.
No, not at all. But it is a really serious topic.
Yes.
And like I said, unfortunately, synthetic fragrance is in everything from your cleaning products to your body lotion to your shampoo. So it's overwhelming, I would say, to try and eliminate it completely. Yeah. I would say I definitely would start with perfumes, not only because I make them and I know the big difference of using a plant-based perfume versus synthetic, but again, it's something that you're topically applying to the body every day for, you know, it's a very cumulative process and mm-hmm. that would be one of the ones I'd start with. And I would also start with like a body lotion, something that you're really covering a lot of surface area
yeah.
with. So either something with essential oils or unscented would be great too. The things you put on your skin, I would say start there.
Yeah.
And maybe like the cleaning shampoo. Products are last. Exactly. Shampoo, yeah. body lotion. It's the list is long, girl.
yeah. But I feel like just picking one thing and starting there feels yes. more attainable than
yes.
frantically going through your house and getting rid of everything that has plastic or fragrance oils in them.
You'd be left with nothing. Yeah.
You would have nothing left. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. What are a few of your favorite botanical fragrances and why?
So do you mean like essential oils or plant extracts?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I tend to really like very crisp, refreshing oils. And then I'm on opposite ends of the spectrum. Then I also love kind of oils that remind me of sweet dessert, mm-hmm. Spoken from a former sugar addict, clearly. Yes. So one of my favorites that most people know, clary sage, mm-hmm. it's so clean and refreshing. Mm-hmm. And then the other two I would list would be Peru balsam mm-hmm. and a balsam, is just a resin from a tree. So it's like, you know, the resin that like the sap that comes yeah. out of the tree, and Peru balsam has just a really good vanilla caramelly note to it.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, it's a really good natural fixative as well. So for a perfume, we don't add chemical fixatives, mm-hmm. which
what
basically,
does that mean?
Yeah. So what that means is synthetic perfumes add chemicals that basically glue the perfume to your skin so gotcha. That it lasts, you know, so long. Mm-hmm. But natural perfumes, we don't utilize those. So we have to find oils that are less volatile is the word, meaning they evaporate slower.
Yeah.
And Peru balsam, a lot of the wood oils are like that. They remain on the skin longer so that the perfume gives the impression that it's got some longevity. So that's a good oil to use when you want a fixative quality.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then another one, which has got a real funky name, that I love is, osmanthus. And
that's a mouthful.
I know. And it's fruity, it's sweet. It's got like this animalistic quality. It's a really fun oil.
Yeah.
But the list is obviously much, much longer than that. I have so much, mm-hmm. so much respect for all these oils that I've really come to. They're like friends to me now. I've spent years studying them and yeah. creating scent memories of their profiles in my mind. So mm-hmm. I feel like it's one big family.
Yeah. We sort of skipped around a little bit, but can you explain how Veolli came to be and what that process looked like? And
yeah.
Because you've started something really incredible and it's a big undertaking. So it's yeah. always so fascinating to hear how that came to be.
Right. Absolutely. So like I said, I've run a graphic design studio for 14 years, mm-hmm. but I've always been kind of interested in holistic wellness and been mindful of natural practices. And, you know, I took a hiatus off from design and I became a massage therapist focusing on like Eastern modalities. And that's when I first was introduced to like essential oils mm-hmm. and the therapeutic benefits. And so like a little seed was planted. And eventually I went back to design, but about 4 years ago, I felt just a really strong urge to create a product for myself.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I didn't know where to begin. And so I had read about this really, really helpful exercise where you set a timer for 5 minutes, you get out a notebook and you just jot down everything you love. And at the end of the 5 minutes, what you're basically looking for, are there patterns? Are there themes repeating that you didn't realize about?
Yeah.
So it's just a
exercise.
It's a really great way when you don't have a clue of what you want to pursue, of like identifying interests that you might not have thought of.
Yeah.
So I had things like, you know, besides chocolate chip cookies and sunsets, I had things like I loved, you know, spa, you know, going to spas and body products. And so I was thinking originally, oh, I'm going to make bath salts and lotions. And when I started researching how they were scented, I assumed it was naturally. Then I came across all these articles about the dangers of synthetic fragrance.
Yeah.
And now people are starting to realize, oh, that's why I get migraines. Oh, that's why I get that weird rash. Mm-hmm. And in this kind of wellspring of information, there was this little mention of natural perfumery. And I just fell in love immediately. Again, like I said earlier, this is how they were always made. And I just was so in awe. And as someone who has a history of not being able to tolerate fragrance very well, I kind of, it nauseates me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm like you, I'm the person that's running through the department store with my nose plugged. Yeah. So I just decided to study it. I wanted to just throw myself into it. Not sure I'd be able to turn it into a business, but I spent 3 years just studying it. And I got to study with, you know, one of the two women that's kind of responsible for the resurgence of it back in the 1970s, Anya McCoy. And that's awesome. I just kept loving it year after year. As the more I know and the more I understood about blending different plants together, just the more in love I was. And then I just launched about a year ago.
Yeah, that's so exciting. That's incredible. Yeah, it's cool to see how just our interests and our passions get to become so much more when we press into that and we are intentional about that.
Yes, absolutely. And it's, you have to love it.
Yes.
Because it's just, it's so much work, obviously, taking a vision to a business. You know this.
I sure do.
you do. Yes. And it's that passion that fuels you through the difficulties because it's always challenging.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, there's no smooth path.
Yeah. It has to bring enough joy and value to your life that it's worth the hours of hard work you pour into it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And that's all the things you have to say no to be able to say yes to this.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. And that's why I was so excited when I came across you on Instagram and I was like, oh, another, you know, someone who understands my, and appreciates my love of plants.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. Girl, your Instagram feed is gorgeous.
The green feed. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's Thank just the you. Dreamiest, most beautiful. I love it so much.
We all need more green in our lives.
My wallpaper.
We should, if they could print that out as wallpaper, I love that idea.
I would love it. And can I just say, I'm assuming you designed your website. It's amazing.
I did. Thank you. You're yes. Welcome. Yes. I'm so excited to finally, again, 14 years and I got to do it for myself.
You got to do your own one. Yeah. What's your design business? If it's okay.
It's Chimera Studio. I know we have, again, kind of made up that spelling, but it is a word that exists. And a chimera is a Greek mythology animal. So it's an animal made of three different animals. You've probably seen it before, like, you know, it's a dragon tail and a lion head. Yeah. So we changed the spelling. So it's normally Chimera and we made it Kymera.
Nice. That's so cool.
Chimera. Yeah.
That's cool. And that's really fun. Design is a fun industry to be in.
It is. It really is. And again, I really wanted to present, you know, natural perfumes are just starting to gain momentum on the market. Mm-hmm. And so I really wanted to present them in a way that was a little bit less like a farmer's market approach, which they've historically gotten something a little bit more casual. And I really wanted them to look as luxurious as they are because, I mean, you know, these plants are exotic. You know, this is, you know, Somalian frankincense and these are, you know, jasmine, Egyptian jasmine. And it's really, these are beautiful products that we use in the perfumes. So it's nice to also give them a beautiful package.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. They're really stunning.
Thank you.
What are the, so what fragrances do you offer?
Yeah. So I started small. I just launched with the two perfumes to start, Olia and Cielo. And I just started working on the third now. So
oh, excited.
Yes, yes. But I wasn't expecting to, but middle of last year, I also launched four room and linen mists. So I thought I would be staying with perfume for a while and then maybe think of new products, but you know, once the seed is planted, you can't deny it.
Oh yeah.
So, you know, yeah. And I kept asking, you know, people kept asking, well, can you make something that I can use in my home too, instead of just my body? So I have four new scents for those, and they're really nice because, you know, there's so many studies coming out now too about the air quality within our homes that oftentimes it's worse than the outdoor air quality in a big city. Yep. Which is pretty bad.
And mind-blowing.
Yeah. I had to read these articles like several times to fully take that in.
Yeah.
There's so much, again, synthetic fragrance coming off of products and fabrics, you know, like our couches are sprayed in, you know, fire retardants and all these things. Mm. So the room sprays are really good because not only are the plant oils making the place smell nice, but they're actually purifying and they're actually cleansing the air.
That's so cool. How? Yeah. How?
Well, that's the I mean, it's pretty scientific, but that's what essential oils are capable of, certain ones.
Yeah.
So certain blends that I did, they have antimicrobial, they have antibacterial properties just by their very nature.
Okay.
So they're able to do that. Yeah.
That's so interesting.
It is. It is.
It feels like such a big giant field of science. My brain does not even understand.
Oh, I know. It's massive. And I'm just scratching the surface and I just can't wait to learn more.
Yeah, that's how I feel about plants. There's like, I have kind of come to a point where I don't need to be the expert in my industry. I just need to always be willing to learn more because I'm never going to arrive at a place of like expertise in the plant world. Plants have been around for thousands and thousands of years. Like, I'm never going to know it all.
Yes.
And that's
exactly.
Good. Like, there's a lot of goodness in not needing to be the expert, but just being so hungry for knowledge and being so curious and learning as you go.
Absolutely. And that's true, right? For any of your interests. That's such a positive way to look at it.
It feels really freeing too, because then you don't have to hide until you feel ready. You just do it and then you will be made ready.
Exactly. No pressure. Yes. Yeah. I love that. I love that.
Can you tell me something in the world, literally anything, that's making you so, just so super happy?
I know. I love that question. And it's popping into my mind immediately. For Christmas, I got a pasta attachment for my stand mixer.
So awesome.
Oh, I mean, I know I'm a little behind the curve. I know they've been around for a few years now, but I had no idea the joy of making your dough and then just putting on the stand mixer and you just feed it through and perfect sheets of gorgeous pasta just come flowing through.
That's so cool. I've always wanted to try making my own. I never have.
Oh, it's so easy. It's so easy.
Fun.
Yes. Pasta making is shockingly easy. It's got so few ingredients.
Yeah.
And you technically don't even need the stand mixer attachment to flatten it out. You can roll it out with a rolling pin and then take a pizza cutter and cut out noodles. It's just so easy and nothing tastes better than a bowl of fresh pasta.
Fresh pasta. I bet. Yeah. Oh my goodness. I should try. I've been making macarons. I've been practicing making macarons like a mad woman.
Okay.
I've made in like 4 or 5 days, I think I made like 12 batches.
Oh my goodness. All right. Well, you're on another level.
They're very hard.
They are very hard. Yeah.
It's so worth it. The last two batches, I felt like I was just the tiniest bit. One batch was a little underbaked and one batch was a little overbaked, but I'm so close to getting it right. But I needed a break. I was like, this is like hundreds of macarons.
You're a perfectionist.
A little bit, yeah.
Well, when you nail the recipe, please ship down a batch to San Diego for me.
For sure. Yes.
I would love that. I assume you're also addicted to the British baking show.
My goodness.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
I sure am.
Yeah.
I cannot get it up. We have seen it on Netflix too. They just released all of the like, or not all, but a sum of the like episodes that are from like Europe that previously weren't available to America and they are now.
Oh girl, I know. For those listening, we apologize, but you're going to be hooked too.
It's just the dreamiest show
yes,
ever.
Yes.
And I was really skeptical when Netflix took it over and there's new hosts on, but now I'm falling in love with them all over again.
Are you? Okay. Because I haven't watched the new host yet and I'm
you
feeling
should.
Very hesitant.
The first couple of episodes, I think I was like, I had made my mind up that they were never going to be good enough.
Exactly.
Like, they're you're going to not be great. But yes. As I'm watching, I'm really, really loving them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I feel more hopeful now. Yeah, okay.
They're funny.
Okay, good. So yeah, that puts a big smile on my face, and that's making me very happy right now, is homemade pasta.
For good reason. Because I mean,
right?
Store-bought pre-made pasta is delicious. So if you can elevate that with homemade.
Girl, it's on another level.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Although maybe that was a bad response. You know, in the new year, everybody's trying to eat more salad.
Right.
Yes. And here I am saying,
eat some more plants, people.
Make more pasta.
Pasta and cookies, and then go watch this baking show.
And then sit on the couch for a weekend and watch the baking show.
It won't even feel like a waste. You'll feel so proud.
It's so refreshing because it's so positive and joyful. Yeah. Unlike, you know, kind of American competition shows, and they're just cutthroat.
And there's like huge cash prizes at the end. And yeah.
Right. These are just adorable home bakers. Yeah. If you haven't seen it.
And they have so much invested in this.
Oh.
Like emotionally. They work so hard.
Yes. Man. It's so sweet. Now
it's
I want
to. It's crazy to me too. They bake on their weekends. They do the show. And then during the week, they do their regular 9-to-5 lives. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're on the show for like 9 or 10 weeks, I think. It's a long haul.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
I know.
It's really cool.
Well, if you ever start a baking podcast, please have me on for that too.
Oh, my goodness. That would be awesome.
Or somehow plants and baking. We need to unite the two.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. You know? My next thing to try and conquer are bagels. I really want to make my own bagel.
Are you serious? Okay.
Oh, I'm so serious.
Well, can I just tell you that because of that baking show, my husband got so inspired that he made homemade bagels the next day, and they came out amazing.
Oh. That's good. I was shocked.
They were perfect.
Oh my God.
So it can be done. And it wasn't that hard.
Yeah, I know. When I was watching, I was like, wait, I could probably do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So delicious.
I like that we talk about baking almost as much as we've talked about.
Maybe I should, my next perfume should be, you know, kind of like food inspired.
Food inspired, yes.
Right?
Yeah. What do the two fragrances that you do offer smell like?
So I definitely, since I knew I was launching two, I definitely wanted them to just be very complementary to each other. Okay. So Cielo is it's kind of my homage to the desert air we have out here in Southern California. So it's very light, it's very fresh and herbaceous. So it's got some lavender and sage, some of these desert herbs, a little hint of magnolia, a little bit of lemon. So I usually start my day with Cielo, and then Olia, on the other hand, is definitely warmer and more grounding. So it's got a little bit of smoky frankincense, a little juicy grapefruit and bergamot, some jasmine. So it's got a little bit of a romantic feel to it.
Yeah.
And then I usually, again, by the end of the evening, I'm usually wearing Olia. So
that's
awesome.
That's so cool. Thanks. I really love those warm, cozy fragrances. Olia sounds like the one that I would love the most.
Yes. We got to get you some, girl.
Oh, yeah. That is honestly my next step. Do you have like a sampler pack so that people could smell the two before they decide? Because it is like kind of an investment. You're buying something luxurious and beautiful and it's worth it, but it would be nice to know what I want for sure before I invest in that.
Exactly. And I knew, you know, I'm only in shops here in Southern California, but I wanted it available for everybody. So yes, on my site, I offer a little sampler of the two and it's only $7. So
rad. Well, that's what I'll do. Yes.
Yeah, because it's so personal. And the other cool thing I love about natural perfumes is they actually blend with your unique skin chemistry. And so it kind of becomes your own personal scent. So Olia on me is going to smell different than Olia on you, which is really
cool. Yeah, that is really cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, synthetics don't really do that. They basically land on your skin and that's that.
Gotcha. Yeah. That makes sense. I mean, if they have additives to make it be sticky and stay put longer, that it would just sort of cover things instead of blend with things.
Exactly. And the scent itself is totally different. So you've got petroleum derived aroma chemicals versus, you know, the volatile oils from a leaf or a flower or something.
Yeah.
So because it's from nature, it just evolves and it blends. Whereas kind of the lab produced scent just kind of boop. That's what it is.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
So I have two questions based on what you just said. The first is, I've heard like conflicting things about petroleum. Is petroleum bad for your skin?
So I only understand it in the context of what I do. So I'm not sure if there are other beauty products that add it, and I'm not sure why they would add it, but I do know most synthetic fragrance is petroleum derived.
Okay.
So in order to make those chemicals, it's a petroleum based product, which is not great. That is not a,
That's I'm pretty sure petroleum is derived from the leftover oil.
Right, exactly, exactly. So I'm not sure what other products would be using it for.
I know a lot of baby products have it in it, and that's the only reason it was brought to my attention, because a lot of like diaper rash creams and stuff like that have them. So I've just switched to using no petroleum just because it's not going to harm them to not have it, and it might harm them to have it. So I was like, well, we're just going to take it out.
Right, right, yeah. And it's not a great, you know, method for the environment using petroleum-derived products anyway.
I didn't think about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I do know it's pretty widespread, but that's how it's used in traditional perfumes.
Perfume.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then my second question is, what does volatile oils mean? Is that what is like essential oils are made from?
No. So basically, when we say the volatility of an oil, is how quickly it evaporates.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically when we're constructing a perfume, there are different notes. There's top, middle, and base notes. It's kind of like composing music. It's very, very similar, the terminology we use.
Gotcha.
And so the base notes are the scents that are going to last the longest on the skin. Mm-hmm. Those are the least volatile. And the top notes are the scents that are going to evaporate the soonest. Those are the most volatile. So for example, citrus oils are very volatile. Mm-hmm. So citrus oils are usually in our top notes when we're composing a perfume. So you're going to smell them first, but within like 20 to 30 minutes, they're going to evaporate off, and then you're going to be at the middle notes. And then after a few hours, you'll be at the base notes.
Okay.
So it's just, the volatility is how quickly a plant oil evaporates. Yeah.
Okay, cool. The word volatile sounds like violent in my
head.
So it doesn't sound like a friendly thing, and all of my red flags are up in my head.
I know. You know what? It's because it's scientifically based. And it's nothing of concern, but it does sound like it.
Yes. I didn't know that it would happen that, like, I guess slowly, that each of those like top, middle, and base notes would have that much longevity in that, like, you won't smell them all at once. Like, I knew that like top and bottom notes were different, because just in candle making, I focused a lot on the top notes and the bottom notes, because I categorized it to think differently than a perfumer.
Yes.
Right. In that, like, when you first smell it before you light it, those are the top notes, the things you first catch. And then as you burn it for a few hours, the things you smell then would be the bottom notes. But to see in like a perfume, to understand how that fragrance is going to change on your body throughout the day is really cool.
It is really cool. And it's so much more fun than the same scent the whole time.
Yeah.
You know, because it evolves. It's not a fixed moment in time, natural perfumes. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of a journey, an exploration throughout these different plants. And again, so your base notes, again, like I said before, mostly woods, resins. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of staying power. And then light oils are the top ones. Mm-hmm. But it's a very complex, process to learn.
There's a whole lot to learn. That's really exciting. That's so exciting. Well, can you share how everybody can find you and get in contact and buy your incredible perfumes?
Absolutely. I would love to meet you all. Yes. So you can visit my website, which is veyali.com, V-E-Y-A-L-I. And on Instagram, I am shopveyali, @shopveyali. But like I said, I sell samplers of both the room spray set and the perfume.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay, cool.
Yeah. That way you can experience them for yourself in your own time and know if there's a good fit there.
Yeah. That's so exciting. And I'll have all of the show notes at revivenursery.com/podcast. And in your podcast player, you can just scroll up and find all of her links and all of my links to be able to get in contact with all the cool things that she's doing.
Thank you, Dusty. Yeah. And feel free to reach out, everybody, and you know, questions. I love chatting about, plant-based scent, and I could go on for hours. So if you have any questions, always feel free to reach out.
Yeah. It's really cool my camera doesn't get to be on right now because my computer's acting up, but her camera is. And so I can see her. And every time you talk about fragrance, you sit up a little taller and you stand a little straighter. Like, I can tell you really, really love it. So it's incredible to bring people on who are really that passionate and know their stuff.
Thank you, Dusty. I
You're
do.
Welcome.
I really do.
Yeah.
I love it. So I assume we're going to do this every week, right? Let's just chat about perfect.
Just about perfume and plants all the time and baked goods.
Yes, exactly. Yes, everybody. We'll do 1 half hour on plants and plant-based scent and then the other half hour on baked goods.
Yes.
Slash pasta.
Slash pasta.
Yes. Catch us every Friday.
There you go. Man, people would pay money to hear that.
I would.
I mean, I would pay money just to talk about it. So.
We should definitely workshop this idea.
Oh, for sure. Yes, please.
Yes. No, but I really appreciate you having me on. This was a lot of fun.
Yes, it was. I learned a whole lot. So thank
you. Good. I'm glad.
I mean, baked goods and botanicals. What, like, does it even get better? I don't think so. That was such an incredible time I got to spend with Gina, and I'm so glad I got to share it with you guys. What she does is truly incredible. You should really head to her Instagram feed and find her there because, oh my goodness, it's just like nothing but beautiful greenery, and I love every second of it. Plus, I did get her sampler to test the two fragrances, and oh my goodness, I love them both. Like, you're just gonna have to get it and discover the amazingness for yourself. But oh man, it's great. Make sure you use the code REVIVE at checkout to get 20% off. This doesn't include the sampler, but the sampler is only $7 anyways. So head to her shop, use the code REVIVE for 20% off your purchase. Don't forget to head to iTunes, leave me a rating and review. Let me know what you love and where you want me to lean into more. Do you want to hear more about plant stuff? Is there something particular you'd really like to hear? What do you love that I'm already doing? I really would love your feedback and your opinions. And then lastly, if the Get Planty Houseplant Foundations course is something that you're looking forward to, please head to revivenursery.com and join the waitlist, because there really will be a very limited amount of space at the early bird pricing, and I'm going to close those doors pretty firmly at 30 people. So get on that waitlist if you want in on this, because it's going to be a good time, and I cannot wait to show you all the incredible content I've been making for you to be able to help you to grow an incredible houseplant collection. And then lastly, you can find the Grow Well podcast on Instagram at Grow Well. And there you can find links to my personal Instagram and the website and all the things at Grow Well on Instagram. Or I'm sorry, Grow Well podcast on Instagram. And then just thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for tuning in every week. Next Tuesday, I have a really just action-packed, value-packed episode, sort of diving into how to actually start a houseplant collection. Like, I get a lot of messages of people asking me, where do I even begin in plants? And this next episode will tell you where, exactly where, and how to begin and how to build a houseplant collection that you're really going to love. It's kind of like an everything-in-one episode kind of deal, and you're going to want to tune in next Tuesday. So if you're not already subscribed to the Grow Well podcast, make sure you do that at this very moment, because you don't want to miss it, right? That would be just so sad. All right, have an incredible week, and I pray that you grow well.